Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, every day it's something new, some shocking reminder of how the Iron Curtain, which used to hang over Russia, is now descending on Europe. It's going fast, actually. Meet the new, just deployed on Sunday, biometric exit entry system in the EU. Began on Sunday. Listen to this. You want to leave your country? Say to go to another country. You want to return to your country? Well, there'll be a price for that. You have to turn over all of your personal data, your face print, your fingerprint to enter or exit your country. So at this point, if you don't want to turn that over to the government, you're a prisoner in your own country and you can't leave. Only one way in, only one way out. And it actually shows the New York Times article that broke this. Your first time you go through this system, they take the fingerprint and the face print. It's called the entry-exit system, or the EES, began on Sunday. Scheduled to be rolled out at all border security checkpoints within the EU, including ports, airports, land crossings, over the next 6 months. They really are prisoners in their country.
Doesn't sound much like the European Union anymore, does it?
It sounds like something out of Orwell.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's going to be great. Super duper convenient. It will eventually lead to the elimination of passport stamping. It's part of a broad effort by the European Union to better secure its borders. What do you want to bet? I'm going to do the article. I'm waiting. I'm going to look for it. If you see it first, send it to me and I'll do it on the air. I'm going to wait for the part where the only people this doesn't apply to are the illegal migrants, because that's coming.
Yeah, we've seen this story before.
Yeah. No, they're saying, they're going to say, well, I know we got to do. And this is what they're saying. Well, you know, there's migrants here. Yes, because you let them in. Yeah, there's migrants here. And we need to secure, make sure, you know, that you can't move if you don't have your ID. It's hard to pinpoint exactly where the system will be in effect in its early days. They expect full implementation within 6 months. Here's what travelers should know, the New York Times says. They still need their travel documents and personal data so it can be matched the first time they try to leave or enter a country. It can be matched to their face print and to their fingerprint. So they, you want to leave your country or you want to get back in, you're going to be treated like a criminal. You got to be fingerprinted. In addition, the European Union says to making border checks more efficient, EES will be able to identify people who've overstayed. And those traveling on fake documents, yeah, but they won't care because those would be illegal immigrants. At the initial collection, passport officers will take a photo of the traveler's face and scan their fingerprints. After that, the passport control officers will verify a traveler's identity using their face print and their fingerprint. So you're going to have to supply both as you move in and out of your country like a criminal. Children under 12 will not be fingerprinted. I guess that's a coming of age thing now. It's really horrifying. Especially when you match that with, I mean, we were feeling so sorry for, at least I was last week, when it was announced that you need a national digital ID card in the UK, which is not part of the EU, but I guess if they want to leave it and go to another part of the EU, then they'll have to be treated like a criminal too. But they were, now it was announced last week. And if you actually see the card, there's something that gives you a gut punch. UK Daily Mail, Lee, in an article on it, had a picture of it, and it's got a check, and it says, right to rent. Wait, you can't rent an apartment a home, a roof over your head without a digital ID? No. No, your newly created right to rent is tied to your digital ID. What if you want to buy a car? Sorry, right to buy a car? That's on the digital ID. Got to present it. What about your right to rent a car? Same. What about your right to buy a home? Same. Right to purchase a home? Nope, can't do it without a digital ID. Not allowed. What about your newly created right to work? Yep, digital ID. If you look at the UK Daily Mail story, it's got like a picture of what this will look like on your phone, and it literally says right there, it's got a check mark, right to work, which you don't have unless you have a digital ID. Why do they want this? It's the basis for the social credit system in China. They call it a key to the internet. You can't get on or off or use any sites without it. So your entire life is cataloged in a digital file and monitored. It's really scary. I mean, it truly is. The only thing standing between us and this is Donald J. Trump.
Do they have a check that says right to vote?
Oh, no, you do. I don't know. It's supposed to be used for voting. I didn't see that in the mock-up. I mean, it's just, it's right to work, right? I don't know. Maybe.
Well, if it did, then the New York Times would probably be critical of this.
You know, that's interesting to see if they would be. That's interesting. Well, lest you think those poor Brits, those poor EU citizens, thank God that's not happening. Oh, wait. That's not happening here in South Carolina? You tell me. It's very sneaky. The device I just described to you is called BritCard. And up until that last week, there was no national ID in Britain. Until this was announced that everyone would have to have this, every adult, right? Well, what about the U.S.? This is from RFK Jr.'s Children's Defense publication. Is national ID, digital ID, coming to the U.S.? Well, thank God we're not like the U.K., except we are. Although the U.S. does not have a national identification card, the U.K. did not have one either until digital ID was introduced. The U.K. scrapped national ID in 1952, but readopted it last week. Well, do we have a system like that? Yes, we do. And it's very sneaky. Brace, who's a political activist, freedom activist, said Real ID is really a national ID system for America currently disguised as a state driver's license with a star. The American people really have no idea that what's in their pocket is a national ID. And they have no idea that the Department of Motor Vehicles offices are planning to digitize them. It's part of a two-step process toward a national ID, he said. And look at me, what a fool. I've already got my real ID in my pocket and in my wallet.
Well, you have that right to fly, Tara.
Yes, it's important. By the way, a friend of mine pointed out to me, she just flew to Israel, that you can also fly still using your passport. And I looked it up, and that will be the case until 2027,
right,
when you are going to need the real ID. But for now, you either need the real ID or the passport.
Which I have neither.
Yeah. So here's where this gets crazy, right? It's a two-step process. You get the real ID because you want to fly. And as of May, you need that or a passport to fly. Okay. So you get, maybe you don't have a passport, especially if, you know, because passport takes a couple months to get. So I could see someone getting real ID because it's faster. Right. Then you don't think anything of it. Well, then you just hit phase two where they digitize your real ID. And guess what? You're just like the Brits.
Or China.
Or China. And what is that called? It's called Senate Bill 731. Already filed. This year in our state legislature, to digitize your real ID. When I read this in RFK's publication, I went, oh, that's not going on in South Carolina. I mean, I would have heard about it. No, it is. I have it right here. It's 371. They're calling this contraption a mobile driver's license. How very special. They also refer to it as a mobile special identification card. It's special, all right. It's an electronic identification card issued by the Department of Motor Vehicles, accessible on mobile electronic communications devices, and includes all the information found on a printed hard copy special identification card. Here's where this gets interesting, is down in section D, which says that when you, and it's still voluntary, okay, for now. It's still voluntary for now. It says when it becomes, when you, you know, basically you go there, you ask for it. It then takes, the mobile ID takes precedence over the printed ID. In other words, it is your main ID form. Yeah. And that bill is already filed. It's still active. Wasn't passed, thank God, but is still active. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm thinking a couple of things. You pointed this out yesterday about how your Social Security card says...
Not to be used for identification purposes. That's what my original Social Security card says.
Yeah, well, there's nothing like that in this law. So even though it's voluntary, we're already seeing it's quasi-mandatory to fly and will be mandatory to fly by 2027. Either needed or a passport right now. There's nothing to stop anybody, including social media, from requiring you or Gmail or whatever, websites you want to start for your business or continue to maintain, for you to turn one of these over. There's nothing requiring that. You know exactly what's going to happen. He's right. RFK is right. This is going to become a national ID. And there's nothing in this bill to stop that or protect anybody from this. So he was right. I'm very surprised. I really thought, oh, well, I'm sure this isn't going on in South Carolina. And it is. So I'm not sure we're that different from the Brits. And I mean, I totally can see a day when we will have to turn over a digital ID to get a job, or probably sooner than later. But we need something more than this bill to at least begin to safeguard this. And folks, never forget, our governor, former governor Nikki Haley, ran on, asked, what's the first thing you're going to do? Oh, digital ID. Yeah, like in your first day in office? Yeah, totally, she said. Nobody anonymous allowed on the internet anymore. You're going to have to get an ID. You're going to have to verify who you are. So don't think they're not already thinking about this, including Republicans. Thank God she didn't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, connect the dots. A couple of things happened all at once. Sure look like they could be related. See the head of Pfizer at the White House? Yeah, to announce the launch of Trump RX. And remind us all how grateful we should be for the COVID shot. Within a week of that, over the weekend, Donald Trump announces he's gotten a booster. I went, oh, dear Lord, no. He's not going to survive the end of his presidency. I mean, he's always been proud of warp speed. And, hey, if he wants to take it, fine, as long as you're not forcing it on me, like Biden did, okay. I didn't take it, by the way. Why might Pfizer have, been at the White House? Why might Trump have been politely induced, incentivized? To suddenly announce, because he hasn't done it in a long time, that, wow, he got a booster. He got a COVID booster. What event might have happened that would precipitate that kind of pressure being put on the president to, just go ahead and publicly get a shot. Show everybody. It's not great. You're going to, love it. Well, you're to be forgiven if you don't know, because it's been virtually blacked out by all of the COVID shot-funded media. The largest ever study of the COVID shot out of... not here. We don't do things like that. South Korea, 8 million. Largest study base ever. Study of over 8 million people. What did it find? Increase overall cancer risk after a year of 27%. Linked to mRNA COVID vaccines. Cool. Sure, it's nothing. 27%. The worst, by the way, for 6 specific cancers: colorectal, gastric, lung, prostate, thyroid, and breast cancer. Now, the alarming thing to me about this study is that it only covered a year. In other words, it's a 27% risk after you. What happens after that? Oh, your odds go up. How much? Oh, they're going to have to do a follow-up study, but they continue to increase. What does this mean for children who got the vaccine? They're awfully young. In other words, there's two angles here. There's number one, this admission in this massive study that, yeah, it significantly, and that's their word, significantly, I actually pulled it up, increases your rate of cancer infection in the population after a year. And they add the rate continues to increase as time goes on. Well, like how much? I don't know. Hadn't seen a thing about it in media, have you? Not here. Anyway, that corresponded with a very odd second study. Headline. Scientist sounds alarm, exposes deadly COVID vaccine side effects scrubbed from federal data. Wow, that's not good. Dr. David Weissman has just exposed how U.S. officials bury damning evidence of COVID vaccine dangers by manipulating safety monitoring systems. Like what? Like VAERS. Basically, what they did was significantly exclude injuries associated with vaccine from the what's called FOIA data set, which is the official set of data that you would get if you FOIA'd it. That's not good. It was also excluded from what's called the Oracle data set, published by the FDA-affiliated developers of vaccine data mining software. I guess we're going to have to rely on other countries to tell us the truth about the shot. And it sure explains the timing of why Donald Trump would have taken the shot right then, right after meeting with pharma execs. I know this is out there. They want to keep the shots going into people's arms. I hope he's okay. Because I got to tell you what, this is how my dad got his turbo cancer. I'm convinced of it. You won't convince me otherwise. My, just to recap, and this happens to a lot of people, and I have a friend who's a doctor who regularly sees this in their practice. My dad had a benign, very small growth behind his eye for many, many years. When they found it, it was old, and they could tell by the coloration of it. And so he just went to Duke every year, and they would check it. It doesn't grow, and he only had to go once a year because if it did grow, it would be so slow growing. And he went for many, many, many years, and very good at keeping up with his health and always goes on time. So he goes and then gets the COVID shot. Not even a year, within months of getting the COVID shot and the booster, it suddenly flips, becomes malignant, and begins to grow rapidly. Like that. I begged my dad not to get that shot, but he listened to my brother. And Trump. Anyway, the good news is that we've heavily dosed my dad with ivermectin, and he's in remission. We caught it early enough. What was amazing was how fast it grew. Because he wasn't even anywhere near the year mark where he had to go back to Duke. So he goes from it being fine to within months after taking the shot, not fine. He goes to a general checkup with his, primary physician, and his physician looks at his eye and goes, something wrong behind your eye. You need to get it checked. That's how fast it grew. Turbo cancer, which will someday be a word in our society that everyone will know. But for now, we still pretend everything is peachy keen. But that's why you suddenly see the president taking the shot. I think they asked him to. I think they said, hey, reassure the public. Or maybe they didn't even tell him about the South Korean study. Probably didn't. So, not good. Not good, especially not since you can still give it to kids. The long-term implications of which we don't know, because unlike other vaccines, it wasn't tested before it was deployed. On the test subjects, which would be you. You're the test subject.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've done this in every hour today because it's a cautionary tale. History repeats itself, and when it doesn't repeat itself, it rhymes. Lindsey Graham is a cautionary tale. Lindsey Graham, victim of spying, which he wants everyone to know that Jack Smith spied on him, that the FBI spied on him under Joe Biden. Why? Because that makes it seem like he's on Team Trump. So he's been all over the television, banging his fist, talking about how spying on people is, you know, wrong. Who spied on him again? Jack Smith. Oh, well, that's weird. As soon as I heard that, I went, wait a minute. I can remember lighting up Lindsey for voting for Jack Smith's very fake and totally illegitimate criminal investigation against Donald Trump. I can remember him funding it because it was a separate line item in the CR. Wait. You're telling me that guy watched Lindsey Graham vote to fund the criminal persecution and prosecution of Donald J. Trump? This is after the Mar-a-Lago raid. Understand. So we are fully aware. We fully understand what they're doing to Trump. We know how fake it is. Lindsey Graham voted to fund it? Yeah. And Jack Smith thought he was such a chump, he turned the investigation against Lindsey. Yeah. That's how it always ends with totalitarians. Never ends differently. Not if they go far enough. So I was about to fall off my chair yesterday laughing when I heard Lindsey Graham with Kristen Welker, NBC, screaming bloody murder about the unfairness of the Jack Smith investigation, which he conveniently admits he voted for. Can you imagine having friends like that? Like Lindsey Graham? After watching the Mar-a-Lago raid, the fakeness of all those charges, votes to continue funding the Jack Smith operation out of the FBI. You know the one. The one Lindsey's really mad about now because the FBI spied on 92 different Republican entities, basically the leaders of every single Republican organization in the whole country. And I guarantee you, had Her Highness won, or Joe Biden, they'd be facing the same kangaroo court lawfare and going to prison just like Trump. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Anyway, here's Lindsey Graham complaining about being surveilled by the same investigation he voted to fund. Again, he conveniently omits that as he's assuring you of his victim status.
Do you think that crosses a line between the Justice Department being independent from the executive branch?
I think our Justice Department in the hands of Biden crossed every line there is to cross. I think within 3 days of announcing he was going to run for president in 2024, he did that in 2022.
But what about Trump?
He had 91 indictments. No, I think the grand jury is going to take care of this. But you didn't care any about this. You didn't care that Letitia James made up charges that no one's ever faced.
But Senator Biden never publicly called
no
for
ever
Trump
faced.
To be indicted.
He had 90. Biden regretted that they didn't do it before the election. Jack Smith surveilled my phone records and 8 other senators. Jack Smith introduced his brief against Trump October the 24th before the 2024. Election, violating every protocol just to politicize the election. So this may bother you that people are being held accountable. It doesn't bother me one damn bit.
He funded it. Oh my God. He funded it. He voted to fund. And it gets even worse. He also rewarded that same FBI that he's whining and complaining about with a brand new headquarters. He voted to fund that too. That guy. There's a reason he gets booed in his own home county. There's a reason we've gotten a mailer from him for the first time. There's a reason we got a door knocker for the first. Did you get a door knocker from Lindsey Graham? Yeah, he's at 42, 43% approval. Not good for a sitting senator. He can't get to 50%. There's a reason for that. You know, when the door knocker came by, I was just really curious. I was like asking him some questions to see if he was paid or not. Like, did he actually know anything about Lindsey Graham? He's a little, very nice black kid. He didn't know anything about Lindsey Graham. He just wanted me to have the flyer because he was paid. That's really sad. But there's a lesson here I don't want us to miss while we're making fun of Lindsey. By the way, all of this is why he can't come on this show. I actually know his record. He knows I do. That's why he'll never sit in this chair. He'll never be here. He'll never call in. But anyway, there's a cautionary tale here. I've told you for many years about the cadets. They could have stopped things in pre-Soviet Union parliament. They were very much like the modern Republican Party, kind of moderate, definitely not Marxist. Thought they could pay off the Marxist to leave them alone. So during the time when it began to be fashionable to throw acid in cops' faces, they had an organization, by the way, very similar to Black Lives Matter, except it was just anti-cop because everyone was white. And the cadets thought that if they funded it, because it was very popular, like Black Lives Matter, I think Black Lives Matter was actually modeled after it. They thought if they funded it, if they backed the Marxists, that they'd be okay. Nobody would ever spy on them. No one would ever persecute them. They just, you know, go ahead and fund the persecution of whoever those Marxist lunatics wanted to target, and they'd be left alone for being a good pet, a good poodle. Didn't work out, did it? You ever heard the word cadet before? Yeah, that's because they're all dead. Or they had to flee the country in terror. The ones that got out. That's what happens when you fund your political enemies, figuring they'll leave you alone, figuring you're part of the club. Guess Lindsey wasn't part of the club, was he? How pathetic. But, you know, while we're on the subject of Lindsey Graham's outrage, let's go through the things that Lindsey Graham didn't care about. And folks, when you look at this, you know, we learned about the surveilling of the eight senators last week, just, you know, their phone calls, their locations, all of that, where they were talking to each other. We learned about that. But folks, remember, this is just a small part of what happened. Like, headline, just the news. That's John Solomon. Devin Nunes accuses DOJ of seeking blackmail material during Russia probe after bombshell revelation. So remember, he was head of the Intel Committee, and they were spying on him with an attempt to blackmail him, he believed. Another headline, DOJ snooped on House Intelligence Committee investigators during the Russia probe subpoenas show. Here's another headline. This one, January 17, 2024. Alarming surveillance. Feds asked banks to search private transactions for terms like MAGA, Trump, Bible, and gun. They were having the banks compile lists for them. Wonder what they were going to use those for. Thank God they didn't win. We didn't have to find out. Here's another headline, January 17, 2024. Senator Josh Hawley blasts Mayorkas, who was head of the Department of Homeland Security, for funding propaganda to counter conservatives online. I guess we weren't censored enough. Next headline, this is one of my favorites. Again, all of this, where was Lindsey? Where was Lindsey? Headline, whistleblower, James Comey and FBI. I'm sorry, James Comey had FBI honeypot spies infiltrate Trump's 2016 campaign. So folks, James Comey, this is so much more than just lying on the application of the FISA court. That's perjury, by the way, for the rest of us, a felony. No, Comey was at this way before. By the way, he personally handled the honeypot operation. He figured he could get some of these women to sleep with Trump and he could blackmail them. Oh, there's that word again, blackmail. Where was Lindsey? But all of a sudden, he's a victim. He's a victim. Okay, cool. Yeah, tell us how you're a victim again, Lindsey. Might want to look up cadet, they spell it with a K, K-A-D-E-E-T, to see what happens when you fund people who persecute you in the hopes they'll leave you alone. Doesn't end well. Nah, it's best to fight like hell. Oh, you gotta love this. Columbus Day, right? Yesterday? That's what Americans call it. Democrats call it Indigenous Peoples Day. So does Diana Presley. You remember that member of the squad, bald, took to social media on Monday to write this. We are all on stolen land. And while Republicans try to whitewash American history, we acknowledge our country's role in inflicting trauma on our Indigenous neighbors. The Boston Congresswoman wrote on X. Well, That sparked a backlash with people demanding she give up her, are you ready for this? $1.1 million Martha's Vineyard summer home. Wait a minute. Martha's Vineyard summer home? $1.1 million? Doesn't she represent Boston? Yeah, she lives in a low-income rental complex in Boston. Sure she does. No, she lives on Martha's Vineyard. Guarantee it. So let me get this straight. She represents Boston, where she rents a low-income unit, you know, pretending to be street, while actually owns a $1.1 million property on Martha's Vineyard. How do these people get so rich so fast? I don't know, but I didn't know this. I just read it in the UK Daily Mail. Representative Ayanna Pressley and her husband, Harris, who spent 10 years in prison for drug trafficking, also own a two-unit rental property in Mattapan, a low-income area in South Boston. 10 years in prison for drug trafficking. Have you noticed how criminal adjacent these Democrats are? No. It gets better. And then you got Big Tish James. Have you seen this? You know, she of the mortgage fraud. The woman who has a very real problem since she signed a document saying that she was domiciled in New York because you have to by law to be the attorney general there. But she also signed under penalty perjury another mortgage document saying she was domiciled in Virginia. In fact, she intended to use this as her primary residence. Yeah, it's a problem. It's kind of a big problem for her. Yeah, well, guess who just turned up? Guess who just turned up in that fraudulently obtained rental home? Her niece, living at the home that is the center of Letitia James' fraud indictment. In other words, Letitia's not living there. Was just exposed as a, get this, fugitive from justice in North Carolina with a years-long rap sheet. Okay, so let me get it straight. Letitia James, who herself is under investigation for fraud, who tried to put Trump in prison for fraud, is harboring a fugitive in her own home? You can't make this up. James reportedly allowed her, this is a UK Daily Mail, her grandniece, Nakia Thompson, along with Thompson's three children, to live in the three-bedroom property in Norfolk. She's been there since 2020. Now, in an embarrassing twist for Donald Trump's nemesis, Daily Mail has discovered that Thompson is officially listed as an absconder who is being sought by authorities in North Carolina for failing to finish her probation. So she's got convictions for assault and battery, trespassing, burglary, child abuse, child endangerment, and larceny over $200. So she sounds like a great person. The 36-year-old told a grand jury in June that she's been living rent-free at James' home. Okay, so let me get this straight. Commits fraud to purchase said home is the Attorney General, Chief Prosecutor of New York State, but is harboring a fugitive. Isn't that illegal? Well, they're Democrats. The laws don't apply to them. As Barack Obama explained earlier in the show, that's just a little bit of straight crime. When we ding up ice upside the head with bricks, threaten their wives, show up in their living rooms. Yes, they're doing breaking and entering now. And ram their cars and box them in. That's just a little bit of street crime. And it's never appropriate in a democracy to call in the military, he said. I'm still not over that, can you tell? In fact, I'm going to end the show with it because I just can't play it enough times. So we moved the ball now from mostly peaceful but sometimes fiery to, yeah, we're committing street crime. So what of it?
When you see an administration suggest that ordinary street crime is an insurrection or
a terrorist act.
Or a terrorist act, that is a genuine effort to weaken how we have understood democracy.
Yeah, democracy is just one big brick upside the head. Have a great rest of the day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.